With his first book, Pale Harvest, Braden Heppner takes his place as a powerful Western novelist. Heppner is a master of quietly fierce writing. He's a born-for-it storyteller. His words emerging from place as a little high desert spring might. He knows desert. He knows stories. He knows that place shapes us inexorably. And in Pale Harvest, he understands the irresistible erotic power of restraint. Heppner's Jack Selvidge is a young Mormon dairy rancher in Idaho. He is as ancient as the earth he occupies, the earth that ultimately brings him into adulthood. Heppner writes Selvidge from his own life. He grants us his experiences. The country and human climate of the 1970s in the rural Mormon West, the muscle-aching work of keeping a dying dairy ranch alive, the strictures of a religion both mysterious and daily, Jack's blood-deep longing for the troubled and irresistible Rebecca Rainsford, and the faintly late-for-it 60s apocalyptic rants of his friend and nemesis, Heber Refuse. Few contemporary writers write about work. Heppner fills that gap. His hero, Jack Selvidge, works from waking to sleep, long, grimy, exhausting hours. Heppner writes, "He worked, the only true salvation he'd ever known. He fed his grief with wrath and labor." Any reader, any writer who has known the harsh and healing nature of that kind of work will feel seen and known. As powerfully as he writes his characters, as real as their conversations, cruelties, and graces, it is Heppner's passion for the Western desert that drew me most deeply into Pale Harvest. He writes, "Here was a desert not made a garden, a waste place not comforted. Here was a solitary place left alone." He writes those words not in despair for the desert. He writes them with profound gratitude. Pale Harvest is an antidote for a time when so much writing has been reduced in nattering blogs and overworked academic literature. Any reader, any writer in despair over this state of affairs will be heartened by Braden Heppner's work. His labor may have been medicine for him. His book assuredly is for us.